We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Riverside County needs social workers. The county is hiring social services practitioners to help serve vulnerable children, older adults, and those with disabilities. Riverside County is one of the nation's biggest and most diverse regions, with 2.5 million residents. Countywide, there are over 1,300 social workers, and there's a need for more. On the line to tell us about the profession and an upcoming hiring event is Vanessa Johnson, a social services supervisor in adult services at the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Vicki.
Vanessa, start by explaining the role social workers play in helping those in need.
Sure, no problem. Social workers help the community in a variety of ways. Within the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services, you will find a variety of social workers helping all kinds of populations and economic statuses. And we are helping to improve the health, safety, and independence of individuals and families within our community. We use a client and family-centered approach to help our clients. So social workers help people navigate their problems in their everyday lives. So in a world of chaos and uncertainty, social workers help guide those in need step by step. So we are on the front lines with individuals in crisis.
What inspired you to pursue this career?
Actually, I continue to be inspired by social work because the care and services that social workers give daily to thousands of people in our community is amazing. Social work is a highly impactful, it's a gratifying career. So I wanted to be the change I wanted to see. This isn't just a job for me, but a career. And we are looking for people who want to be within the department long term and make social services a career. I'm living proof that there are opportunities to grow within social work. So please come be a social worker.
And how did you get your start as a social worker?
I started working with Riverside County in 2007 as an eligibility technician with Medi-Cal. I wanted to help those in need. So as a Medi-Cal eligibility technician, I watched as social workers had a compassionate, impactful contact with each individual client, as well as their family members. And I learned that I had it in my heart as well to be successful and find it truly fulfilling to be a social worker. So I applied to be a social worker, and I started out as a social worker one in the Journey Level series. And then I promoted to where I am today as a social services supervisor. So the opportunities provided to me to promote with Riverside County has been amazing. It's been great.
Is there a typical day for a social worker? And if so, what does that look like?
Well, most social workers start around 7:30 or 8 in the morning, Monday through Friday. They work a full day of calling clients, going into the field, meeting and interviewing with clients and their families, offering resources and writing their case plans for their prospective programs. So no day is ever the same, and we learn so much from our diverse population that we serve. So social workers are highly mobile and independent in their work, but they get a lot of substantial support from their peers and their managers.
So you would say this is a rewarding career?
Definitely a rewarding career. Again, we are those frontline workers who help the vulnerable. Social workers are heroes. They are truly heroes. So helping clients overcome the necessary change to move forward in their life helps our community as a whole. We are the helping hands needed during those rough times. So if you are a giving person, this is the ultimate gift that you can give, which is your time and your heart. It is such a blessing to be able to help others. And that is rewarding and definitely part of a rewarding career.
I'm speaking with Vanessa Johnson, a social services supervisor in adult services at the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services. What qualities do you think a social worker should have?
Social workers should definitely have a caring heart, the willing and need to help others. They have to have good integrity and a proactive mindset. These are qualities that are are great starting points to gain the skills the county provides to help grow as a highly skilled social worker in the future.
What kind of experience is needed to pursue a career in social work?
So Riverside County is looking for individuals who have graduated from an accredited college or university with a bachelor's degree in psychology, sociology, social welfare, or other behavioral sciences. And in addition to that, some experience. Our upcoming job fair is a great place to ask additional qualifying questions for the position of social services practitioner in both adults and children's services.
This virtual job fair that you mentioned happens this Thursday, May 19th from 11 to 1. What can interested candidates expect during this event?
Well, candidates can look forward to presentations from experienced staff that are available to answer questions about social work, Riverside County programs, and the type of benefits that we offer. For example, there are so many programs within the programs: children's services, adoptions, adult services, in-home support services, and public authority are just to name a few. And then each program has multiple positions available. Recruiters will also be available to assist in applying for positions and answering questions.
If someone isn't able to attend the virtual career fair, are there other ways to apply?
Sure, absolutely. Candidates can find the position for social services practitioners on Find a Job drop down box on rc-hr.com.
And is there anything else you would tell someone who may be interested in a career in social work?
Well, Riverside County looks forward to meeting potential candidates. Please come work for Riverside County. And again, thank you so much for having me.
Again, if you're interested in attending the virtual career fair this Thursday, May 19th, you can register at sspvirtualcareerfair.timetap.com or get more information and apply at rc-hr.com. Vanessa Johnson, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and I hope you find lots of qualified candidates.
Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.